Identifying your target market. Let's dive right in. So what's a target market? The target market refers to the audience segment who are likely to invest in your products or services. If your high ticket offer is related to, let's say, traffic generation, your target market would be small business owners, internet marketers, network marketers, e-commerce stores, things like that. So people who need to get more traffic to their website, that would be your target market. Characteristics of a good target market. Are they desperate to solve their problems? Do they have funds to pay for a high ticket offer? Do they have time to take action? Do you enjoy working with them? Do you have a warm market? All of these things are the characteristics of a really, really good target market. Who is your target market? So, who are you solving the problem for? Is it entrepreneurs? Is it chefs? Is it accountants? Is it designers? Who exactly? And get very specific and detailed, right? First things first, pick your broad audience, but go deeper until you find the ideal target market. So say maybe you start out with small business owners, but you realize that ultimately it comes back all the way to entrepreneurs and people who have started their business in the last 6 months, right? Let's say that you focus on and you're best at that. Well, then you know this is the exact avatar that I need to send my ads out to. For example, entrepreneurs could be subdivided into small business owners, internet marketers, agency owners, software as a service providers, etc. So there's lots of different ways and lots of different windows for you to tap into your target market. Traits of your ideal audiences. So write a few traits of people who you are happy to work with, and write down people that you love to work with. Even you could write their names. You think of people who are hardworking, dedicated, teachable, respectful, those kinds of people, because those are the people you want to go after. And then we're going to write a few traits of people you don't want to work with, right? People who are entitled, people who request refunds, complain all the time. Write down names of clients that you've had like that, and then also write down specifically the personality, the way that they act, the way that they email. Write all of that down in detail, and that'll help you. Because ultimately, once you find trends among these things, it'll really help you dial in who's your target market. So problems faced by your target market. List out all of the problems faced by your target market. The burning problems, the things that they, you know, lay awake at night and think through and try to figure out for themselves. The consequences of those problems. List out how the said problems are affecting their family, their health, their relationship, their confidence, their finance, life in 5 to 10 years from now. You got to get, learn to see the world through your client's eyes and the cost of all of the horrible soul-crushing problems. It needs to be and feel like the end of the world. They need to see how big of an issue this is, because most people, they get into this place in life where they realize, or they don't realize rather, how big of a deal it is that their entire business is failing, or they're stunted in their growth and they haven't grown the entire year in sales. That's a scary place to be in, but they don't even realize how scary that is. So list three ways their problem show up in their daily lives, and without their help, without your help rather, these people will what? What's going to happen? What's the end result if they don't end up working with you? If they don't find you, what's going to happen to them? Write those three things down. For example, continue to struggle to find premium clients, work harder than they should, and earn a lot less money. Now write three ways how their problems make their lives a living hell. Here's a couple examples. They're always worrying about money. They're spending less time with their family. They are resenting the fact that they are working hard but not getting paid what they're worth. That's a big, big one. Okay, so the transformation. Let's say you're the client and had an amazing experience buying from yourself. Ask yourself these questions. We're going to flip the switch here. If you were the client and you bought something, bought your main product, bought a $5,000 consulting package, whatever, from yourself, how would your life experience be different on a daily basis? What improvements would you see? How is your life measurably different? What do you have now that you didn't have before? What hassles did you free yourself from that you don't have anymore? How is your life different in 5 to 10 years, right? So what are all the steps that they have to go through to make the journey? They go from the hell and the ongoing problem to the heaven, the results, right? And the path to victory is when they find you. So the victory step breakdown. What they need to actually achieve results. Step one, step two, step three. So write down all of these steps from very beginning, from start to success, right? And brainstorm what you can put together basically, right? For an offer and what you want, like the big thing that you want to do here in the victory step breakdown is you want to make it very clear and actionable along the way what they need to do to change everything for themselves. That's what you have to get clear on, because then you can shape your high ticket product around it and you can offer it to the right audience.